Traders in global financial markets are breathing a sigh of relief with a major breakthrough in the ongoing trade tensions between the United States and China. For the first time in its history, the Australian Stock Exchange's benchmark index has reached the milestone of 7,000 index points. The US and China announced earlier today an initial trade deal that will roll back some tariffs and boost Chinese purchases of American goods and services. But local analysts are warning the deal does pose real risks for Australia's economic growth. Business reporter David Taylor has been following developments.
China and the United States formally signing phase one of an economic and trade agreement in Washington.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China.
For Donald Trump, the agreement diffuses an 18-month conflict between the world's two largest economies.
As we sign phase one of the historic trade deal between the United States and China.
Beijing and Washington portrayed their Phase 1 agreement as a momentous step after months of start-stop talks, punctuated by tit-for-tat tariffs that uprooted supply chains and stoked fears of a further slowdown in the global economy. Here's the Chinese Vice Premier reading a message from Chinese President Xi Jinping.
As I said to you on the phone on December 20, the agreement on the text for the Phase 1 economic and trade agreement between China and the United States is good for the two countries and the world.
The centrepiece of the deal is a pledge by China to purchase at least an additional $200 billion of US farm products and other goods and services over 2 years. China will also buy $40 billion to $50 billion in additional US services, $75 billion more in manufacturing goods, and $50 billion more of energy supplies.
It proves that China and the United States are completely able to find solutions to properly handle and effectively solve relevant problems through dialogue and consultation on the basis of equal footing and mutual respect.
But not everyone's happy with the deal. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer.
This so-called deal does next to nothing of substance for workers and businesses feeling the brutal, merciless weight of China's trade and industrial abuse. I greatly fear that President Xi is laughing at us behind our backs for having given away so little at the expense of American workers, farmers, and businesses. The administration, in order to get a deal at all costs before the 2020 election, has thrown the American worker and American business overboard. And they're going to be the ones left to face the consequences.
So what does it mean for Australia? Westpac's international economist Robert Rennie says Australia could actually lose some trade with China on the back of this deal.
There is a risk that China buying more LNG and other energy products from the US, that actually displaces LNG that's being exported from Australia to China. So I would certainly agree there is a risk for Australia going forward.
Robert Rennie, the share market this morning has surpassed the 7,000 level on the ASX 200. Does that tell you that, basically speaking, the financial markets are breathing a sigh of relief?
Yeah, not only is the ASX doing well here, you look at the Dow, you look at S&P and the fresh records that we've seen day after day through this week, the market certainly has been optimistic that the US and China would come up with an agreement. And I think that's another point to make here. There will be an industry developing within the economics profession around the world, which will be really focused on whether China is meeting these targets on a month-to-month basis. And I think we're only going to really understand whether China is actually able to meet the targets as we wander through this year. But certainly, I think if we see signs that China is not meeting those requirements, it may be the case that we start to see that being reflected in a bit more skepticism and therefore risk aversion in global markets. But at least for the moment, we're all happy that US and China now has an agreement in place, and hopefully we can move forward.
The Australian dollar has risen above 69 US cents on the back of the deal.
David Taylor reporting.